Moon.
And everybody talks about the commercials, too.
Talks about the commercials.
Yeah.
Talks about Taylor Swift. Talks about, there's always some great drama in there. Yeah. But by the way, I think it's going to be a really good game as well.
I want you to be careful. I want you to have a great time there. I want you to be careful coming home because you're one of our big assets here at Civic Media. And we watch after our assets, and that's what you are. And I want to make sure.
I promise you I will, because it's kind of a wild world out there, man. The security's been really tight all week, and it's a sad reminder about, you know, what things have come down to. But it's a privilege. I know how exciting it is, and then there's always great stories to get out of this.
And you're a pretty, and you're a pretty suspicious-looking person to begin with, so I can understand
having security
problems. Mike Clemens at the Super Bowl for Civic Media. You be careful, you be good, and have a great time, okay?
Have a good weekend, Don. Thank you, pal.
Talk to you next week, my friend. It's 9 o'clock now. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you Monday morning, 6 a.m. We've got a great weekend of shows for you. Just stay with us all weekend. You're going to love every one of our shows, specialty shows, great music. And we've got men's basketball tomorrow, Badger basketball. Just stay with us here all weekend. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere. Stay with us.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Employers put the brakes on hiring last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with numbers from the January jobs report.
There were 143,000 jobs created in the month of January, a slowdown from the previous month. December was actually revised higher to over 300,000 jobs.
The weather may have been a factor.
Wildfires and snowstorms could have put pressure on the January results. But economists do expect the labor market to slow down a bit in the new year.
Unemployment dropped from 4.1 to 4% even. Setbacks for President Trump's sweeping plans to overhaul the government. One federal court has put his ban on birthright citizenship on hold. Another has blocked his bid to get hundreds of thousands of federal workers to resign by offering payouts. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
When we see unprecedented action by the executive and we see potential legal issues here, we are almost by definition in uncharted territories.
The ousted former chair of the National Labor Relations Board is taking the president to court after he fired her last week. CBS's Jerika Duncan spoke with Gwynne Wilcox.
Some might look at what the president did and say, he has the right to do it. You're pro-union Democrat. You could stymie his agenda.
He does not have the authority to remove me based upon my views.
A dangerous winter storm is blasting its way across the country. Two people were killed, three injured, after officials say a possible tornado touched down in Tennessee. WVLT-TV meteorologist Heather Haley from Knoxville.
Deer Lodge definitely has been kind of more dramatically hit, obviously, especially having two confirmed deaths. But of course, there were also lots of reports of general hail and wind damage yesterday.
Thunderstorms triggered flash flooding in parts of West Virginia. Hundreds of people escaped a Pennsylvania commuter train when it burst into flames as it was making its way through a Philadelphia suburb.
It was smoking. I smelled burning smoke. The top of it was burning.
Conductors got everyone out in the nick of time as thick smoke and flames traveled from the first car to the rest. SEPTA's Andrew Bush.
This was a full rush hour train. Very quick action by our crews.
Cause under investigation. There's new research on people who keep guns in the house. CBS's Michael George.
A survey by Rutgers University found most gun owners don't know having a gun in the house raises the risk of suicides at home. The survey also found people who believe in conspiracies were more likely to exaggerate the protective value of having a gun at home.
S&P futures down 4, Dow futures up 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine reaction to the passing of Alderwoman Molly Jones continues to come in. Mayor Corey Mason is remembering Jones as a fierce advocate for her second district, an area she repped since 2015. Details about a funeral and a memorial are still being worked out. An effort to finalize the funding for the new Lincoln King Center moved forward this week. The Racine Common Council voted to seek grants from several major organizations to help on the center and health clinic. Money will be sought from Johnson Controls, Walmart, and Home Depot. High winds overnight caused a couple thousand people to lose power overnight in Racine County. Around 2,000 homes and businesses were dark for a short time while We Energies reconnected things. Winds have died down with a chance of snow tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 23. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch, possibly a little more than that, before everything ends late tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 17.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long.
I got News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on a Friday. It's Friday. Super Bowl weekend Friday, no less. WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Big song for Three Dog Night. Biggest song, actually, for Three Dog Night. Number one for close to 2 months, if memory serves me right. They didn't even want to record it at first, when they first heard it, but they recorded it as a favor for their friend, Hoyt Axton, who was there in the studio and kind of badgered him. He could bully people in a nice way. I'm Dan Marcus. Congratulations again to the Racine Panther Park Panthers as they beat Case 81-66. That's 12 in a row now for Racine Park. So congratulations to them. That game heard last night here on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
perfect example here of what great artists can do with a simple little melody. Booker T and the MGs, Time Is Tight. WRJN.
She would wait and wait.
TC5 on WRJN. We've teamed up with RacineCountyEye.com to help their journalistic expertise flavors our news. And here is Stuart J. Waddle now with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Molly Jones leaves behind a legacy of dedicated public service in Racine. The news of the 2nd District Alderwoman's death came yesterday through a statement from the city. Jones served 5 terms in the 2nd, holding roles such as chair of the Public Works and Services Committee and the Transit Commission. Funeral arrangements and memorial plans will be announced in the coming days. There's more about the Jones legacy at RacineCountyEye.com. A school bus with 22 kids on board was involved in a collision yesterday just south of the state line. Gurnee police say no kids were injured when an SUV collided with that bus yesterday. An effort to finalize the funding for the new Lincoln King Center moved forward this week. The Racine Common Council voted to seek grants from several major organizations to help on the center and health clinic. Money will be sought from Johnson Controls, Walmart, and Home Depot. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would benefit the dairy industry. Savannah Tolmie Olson has more.
The proposal would strengthen the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives program that helps dairy farmers modernize and come up with new ideas. The program's annual funding would grow by 57% under this bill. It's already helped more than 250 dairy farmers and processors across the Midwest, more than 100 just here in Wisconsin. It has bipartisan support. Her co-sponsor is Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 23. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch, possibly a little more than that, before everything ends late tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 17.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Gary Lewis didn't realize it, but when he recorded this song, he was singing about our evening guy, Chris Morrow, here on WRJN.
Everybody loves a pop, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you? A clown has feelings too.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Rolling Stones. Time is on my side, meaning Mickey's big hand is near the nine, and Mickey's little hand is also near the nine. WRJN.
Cherokee people! Cause someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, Paul Revere and the Raiders, they're number one, and Indian Reservation. I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in just a couple of minutes. This is a song that not a lot to learn about this song, but just enjoy the fact that back in the day, it's one of the slow dances that we waited for, or as I called them, buckle polishers. It's on the way next on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to be. This song was slow dance that I affectionately call a buckle polisher. From 1967, originally released as a country song in 1962 by Don Cherry, written by J.D. Loudermilk, who went on to write just a number of hits for a number of different people. There were versions of this released by Neil McCoy and Eddie Arnold, but this version is the only top 40 hit for a Cincinnati group. And these guys, in fact, this was such a big hit for them, their only top 40 hit, that they named their album after this song. So the title track to the Casino's Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye album. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Kiss me each morning for a minute.
home each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. My coffee with a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, tell me goodbye. WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Magic? Asks the Lovin' Spoonful. No, get back, reply the Beatles. WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but in
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Breaking news from New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul says 7 cases of bird flu have been detected at markets in 3 of the city's 5 boroughs.
We're issuing a notice and order to temporarily shut down all live bird markets in New York City, as well as in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties.
As a safeguard, Hochul says,
for a week-long period, no poultry can be delivered to those live bird markets. Each uninfected market must sell down all inventory, undergo thorough cleaning and disinfection, and then remain closed for at least 5 days.
Hochul says there is no immediate threat to public health. Bird flu outbreaks have decimated poultry farms, sending egg prices skyrocketing. A federal judge in Boston is holding a hearing this hour considering a request from 19 state attorneys general to block President Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship for children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally.
Newborn babies are not criminals.
Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell is among those asking the judge to take immediate action to block President Trump's order from taking effect.
Newborn babies and children should never be political targets, and we will not allow the president to treat them as such.
She said birthright citizenship is a century-old promise made to American-born babies.